Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I
how
long once more to be,
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious
years
of memory,
of memory.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I love
with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious
precious
of memories,
memory.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I love
what's more to be with my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this service, Father, and to bring us the word according to your will and your way. Help us all to grow strong. Strong in faith and strong in your word. And strong to walk upon this earth, Father. Always doing what you want of us to do. Keep us now, Father, throughout this service. And open our hearts and minds to be receptive. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, this morning we had finished several chapters and we had ended with chapter 16. And we had seen some things that prophesied that took a while to come into being. And then we've seen a mistake made that mankind is still dealing with it in a sense of the word and in a way in our day and time. And that's a long way down the road. Now this evening, we're still sitting here about Abram, but we're getting ready now to deal with him otherwise. Now here in verse 1, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, he was 99 years old, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Uh-oh. You know, there's that word the churches today don't want to hear at all. And 90%, well, probably more than 90% of our churches will tell you there's no such thing as being perfect. But that's not right, and that's not according to God or God's word. But you see, the way they look at it, they're looking at it in the ways of the world. But that is not the meaning even of the word. Now, we'll be getting into that later on. Verse 2, he says, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked to him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. He's to be the father of many nations. And why would that be? But you see, God's word will let us know. In verse 5, neither shall thy name any more be called Abram. A-B-R-A-M, Abram. But thy name shall be Abraham. God is changing his name. And why is he changing it? One here in us is for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of thee and kings shall come out of thee. The Lord's telling us all about it. Here in verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. He is saying that this covenant he made with Abraham is everlasting through all the ages. You see, that's why you and I today are considered to be of his seed. When God makes a covenant with you, he keeps that covenant, and he makes a way for everything to happen. Now here, way back with Abraham, he made a covenant that is everlasting. Think about that. Think about what he will do with you when you walk according to his will and his way in this day and time after all he has given to us. They didn't have back then what we have today. And yet here's one that most could just wish they could be blessed with a tenth of what God is promising him. But until we reach the point in our day and time of keeping God's word and becoming that child that we are supposed to be, we're not going to make it. Now, he says here in 8, and I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. You know, that's why right now all of that area is coming against Israel. Because they all want to claim that land, and yet God gave that land to Israel. They lost it several times down through time. But then at the end of World War II, they got it back. But now, all of that area is wanting to take it back away from them. And that's, you know, there's other countries all claiming part of it. No, God gave them all of it. And they will get it all. But he comes back for his second time here on earth. Now, not when he comes for the church, because when he comes for the church is going to be taken out of here, and it's going to be with him for that short period of time until tribulation is over. And at the end of the tribulation period, Jesus is coming back to set up his thousand-year millennial reign. He will be king here on this earth. And we are told in the scripture that he will rule with a rod of iron. There's not going to be any sin. Because he won't have it. And he will have enough workers with him to be used to be watchful over everything. Verse 9. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant. Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. We still got to keep this covenant because it was made even for you and I today. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. Now, the Gentile people in the church age didn't have to go through that. We still don't have to go through it. Most parents do circumcise their male children now when they're born. But it's not done for a religious purpose. It's done actually for cleanliness and health. verse 11. It says, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generation. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. You're going to circumcise them all. He that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Now, Abraham's seed is the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, mainly. You see, we are grafted in or adopted in, whichever way you want to call it. But he's mainly talking here about the Jewish people. And we know that down the road a little ways, he's going to give Moses the law. Because at this time, see, it hadn't been done. And the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. But aren't you glad we didn't have to keep that covenant? And we will be getting into that a little later as we go through the four Gospels also. Now here in 15, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarah. Shall her name be. God's even changed her name from Sarai to Sarah. 16. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. There'll be some great ones come from her and from that line. You see, because it wasn't only Charles they bore, but it was the line through Charles. And then that child, and then that child, on down, on and on and on, until it comes actually even into our days. Now, 16, and I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be the mother of nations, king of people, shall be of her. 17, then Abram fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? Here he is, 100 years old. and Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear. See, God can do what he wants to do. And Abram said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. There ain't going to be Ishmael. It's going to be Isaac. He already told him what was going to happen with Ishmael. Now, Isaac is the promised child. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. And he did just that. We're seeing some of them today. But then Ishmael walked away from God. It wasn't God. It was Ishmael. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. He's telling even when he's going to be born. And he left off talking with him. And God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael, his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskins in the selfsame day as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. Almost 100 years old. Now Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house, born in the house and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. Now we know where the first circumcision took place, don't we? And it was to continue under the law. That didn't stop until the Lord Jesus Christ, until his death, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven, and him sending back the Holy Spirit, and the starting of the church and the church age. And then we didn't have to be circumcised. And like I said, we'll be getting into that a little more as we go through the four Gospels. Now, come now to chapter 18. It's not too awful long, but anyway, we're going to start through it. We'll see what God has for us. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. Now, this is Abram sitting in that tent door. Verse 2, chapter 18. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. 3, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. And yet we see the strength of Abraham, and for those that have been born again, children of Almighty God, you have the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, living in you and the Lord Jesus Christ. That means, and what is really living inside of you, and how are you acting today? Are you acting as though God is right there with you or not? And most are not. But it doesn't mean God is not there and sees what is going on. Now, three, he says, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, ask not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. 4, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. He's inviting them in so they can rest. And here in verse 5, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts after that you shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. They're telling you, go on and do what you said you was going to do for us. But what are we promising God today? But the main thing is, even the things we do promise, do we keep those promises? Most don't. They make false promises. Verse 6. And Abram hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal kneaded, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abram ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. They're eating with him. You know, when we sat down to eat, we that are his, and we say a blessing, God is there as we eat. What a life. The life God has given to us that will walk with him and walk with his work in our lives. What a life we can have. You know, it doesn't matter that we're going to have hardships come, because we know Satan is there and he wants you and I more than he wants those of the world, because they, he already has. He's wanting to drag you and I away from the Lord God Almighty. And we are not to let him do it. But are you strong enough? And most are not as strong as they need to be. That's why we need this daily study of the Word of Almighty God to build our faith to a strength that Satan cannot overcome it and drag us away. We need the study of God's Word and keep getting stronger each and every day that God leaves us here on this earth, and draw closer to him. Listen for his voice to guide you and to tell you what to do. And he'll do that through his study. And he'll also do it through the Holy Spirit. You listen to the Spirit as he speaks to you. Now, verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. She heard him promising this. Now Abraham, and Sarah were old and well stricken in years. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. In other words, she was well past childbearing. Well, therefore Sarah laughed. And she's laughing when she heard this. She laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? He's asking me now, is she really laughing about that? 15. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid, and he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. He let her know. He knew she laughed. 16. And the man rose up, men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Shall I hide it? That thing which I do. So far he hasn't said anything, has he? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great, mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. And today, because of the covenant and all that God made with Abraham and his seed. All through time to this day. We are blessed because it is through his seed that you and I have a way of making heaven our home and eternal life with Jesus. Think about that. Now, 19. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. You see, Lord's letting you and I know by telling us that he knows that Abraham, what Abraham's going to do, that he will take care of his house. He will see that the Lord's commandment is kept in that house. Now, 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. He said, I'm going down to see if they really done what they're crying about. Now, 22. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? He's asking the Lord, are you going to destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? He started with 50 now. Lord, if these 50 righteous ones there, you still going to destroy it? 25. That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? He's kind of questioned the Lord, isn't he? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. But you see, Abraham ain't done yet. 27, and Abram answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. He said, I know I'm not anything except dust and ashes. But I have taken it upon me to speak to the Lord. Peradventure there, 28. There shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. The Lord had worked all the way through from 50 down to 10 with him. Of course, the Lord knew what he was doing and saying and all. But the Lord also knew how many he was going to find there in Sodom. And he also knew what he was going to do. Because Sodom was so wicked. But really, I firmly believe that we have more wickedness right now in our land than Sodom had. Now, we'll be explaining that a little more. In verse 33, coming to the end of chapter 18, and the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. You see, the Lord knows everything. He knows everything that's going on here in our land today. He knows all about the homosexuality. He knows all about all of the adultery that's going on. He knows all about the fornication that's going on. The murder that's going on. The stealing. The lying, all of the wickedness. He knows it all. And if God's people don't get together, come together, and remove from our government offices those that has brought all this evil upon us, and get our churches turned around, that has brought a lot of it into themselves, we will lose our nation, and we will become the wanted in the eyes of our own government. They will have death warrants out on you. That's not as far away as you think if we don't come together and stand up. And God tells the churches, just like he did with the seven churches in the book of Revelation. He told them he had something against them, and he told them to repent. And that's what our churches need to do today, to repent of the things they have allowed that should not have been allowed to come through that door. So let's always keep praying for our land. And we're told to pray for the peace of Israel and Jerusalem also. But let's not forget our own either, because it is needed today greatly. And we need to be praying that all of God's children, we may not come together in one place, but we can all come together in His church and come together in His word and we can all be believing and working together to remove those from office and to replace them with ones that will help us to bring this land to repentance and put it back upon the foundation in which it was founded. And it was founded upon the word of Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our forefathers of this nation that put everything together, I know most of you don't have books about them, but go to the library and start studying and looking up these men that set up our government, signed the Bill of Rights, and all of that. And you're going to be surprised how they stood with the Lord. That's why our government set up on the foundation it was. And that was on God's word and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to stop here now. So we'll be getting into 19. And we'll be seeing, when we get back into it, we'll be seeing the Lord God at work with Lot and his family and what is missing. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, help us to be what you want us to be. Speak to us, Father. Give us the guidance so we'll know where we are headed, what road you want us to travel down, where you want to put us, Father, that we, Father, can be ready and prepared for whatever is your will and your way for each and every one of us. And we pray, Father, for those that will hear this message, for any sickness they have, thy healing power, and walk in health. Let them stand upon your promise that we are healed by his stripes, the stripes he took upon that body, gave us healing according to your word. And Father, we're standing on it. Help us to receive more knowledge, more wisdom to use that knowledge, and to use the power of the Holy Spirit accomplish the work you want us to do, whatever that be. Now, Father, as we prepare to separate for this evening, keep us all in health, keep us safe. Let us rest through the night, Father. So that we can arise in the morning fresh and ready to walk according to your will and your way. Now, Jesus, be with us. And Father, this is my prayer tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, good night, all, and have a great evening.